Hampson. Happy 69th birthday to brother Edward Hampton. Celebrates his birthday today. Edward Hampton, good morning and happy birthday to you. Miss Sabrina Cotton is celebrating her 54th birthday. That's a blessing. Happy birthday to Miss Sabrina Cotton. Miss Sparkle Washington made the birthday list today. Happy birthday, Sparkle Washington, on this Monday. We got Pastor Carlos W. Ford all the way from Tallulah, Louisiana. That's my buddy. Happy birthday to you, Pastor Carlos W. Ford, on your birthday today. Miss Tiffany Gregory. Tiffany celebrates 31 today. Happy birthday to Tiffany Gregory. And a wonderful 50th birthday for Miss Latricia Sweezy. Good morning. Happy birthday to Latricia Sweezy on your birthday. We've got a happy 41st birthday to Evangela Drumgool. Evangela Drumgool. Let me say her name right. Happy birthday to you. She's 41 years young today. Evangela Drumgool on this Monday. Happy birthday to you. Miss Carolyn White celebrating her 54th birthday today. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Carolyn White, on your birthday today. Mr. Jerome Carter celebrates his 52nd birthday today. Happy birthday to Jerome Carter. He's raising money for the Heart of Courage Foundation. It's a happy 50th birthday for Miss Cynthia Shepherd. Good morning and happy 50th birthday to Cynthia Shepherd. Brother Charles Keller Sr., it's a blessing to be 61, isn't it? Happy birthday, Brother Charles Keller Sr. And Erica R. Terrell, good morning. Happy birthday to you, Erica R. Terrell. And for all of the birthday people who celebrate this day as their birthday, we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All day today, we've been talking about how to make sure that you know that no weapon formed against you will prosper. We're going to offer up a prayer of protection. Daddy God, I declare your goodness, protection, and mercy over me today. I choose to stand on the promises of your word that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I choose to stand against the attacks of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I demand the enemy to flee from my presence. Satan, you will no longer have any control over me, for I serve the Lord God Almighty. I pray for a hedge of protection around me with your warrior angels, Daddy God. Lord Jesus, please grant me discernment to recognize and identify all spiritual attacks on my life. Help me to renew my mind with the things of the Lord. Help me to put on the full armor of God to extinguish the fiery arrows from the evil one. I put on the belt of truth to protect against lies and deception, and the breastplate of righteousness to protect my heart. I choose to put the gospel of peace on my feet to be ready to take your light wherever you send me. I choose to walk in the peace and freedom of your spirit and not be overcome with fear or anxiety. I will take up your shield of faith that will extinguish all the darts and threats hurled by the enemy. I believe in your power to protect me and trust you as I put on the helmet of salvation, which covers my mind and thoughts. It reminds me that I am your child, forgiven, set free, and saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. Finally, I take up the sword of the Spirit, your very word, the one offensive weapon given to me for battle, which has the power to demolish strongholds. It's alive and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. This I pray in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. So be it. Amen. Hey, listen, folks, that's it and that's all for this Monday. I'm sure that you enjoyed today's program. I enjoyed it as well. You know, I'm on this end of it, and I am just so overwhelmed and thankful for you joining me today. And I'm looking forward to doing it again tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Go ahead and lock the radio right where you got it. Do not touch that dial. We got so much more coming up for you here on KAYT-KQJO-FM. And as always, remember, there are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? All right. Go ahead and love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
We're looking forward to the next time we get together on the Wade Hampton Show. We'll discuss what does God will give you the desires of your heart really mean. We'll also be playing the word game along with the best music from around the country. We'll take your birthdays and anniversaries too. Make sure you're right here on Tuesday on the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJOFM and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Oh, yeah, Monty. Yeah, this one's for the righteous. This one's for the holy. This is for the righteous. And we dedicate to all you out there all across the land. Here we go, here we go.
Watching over me, the times are getting strange. I know something's got to get, so I'm slowly making a change. But hold up, I know that God ain't doing it yet. At times I'm straight away, but I can never forget about his unconditional love. Life is everlasting. Forgiveness is given, get on your knees and just ask him. Knowing it perfect, one-on-one I repent. Sincerely yours, Mr. Joe Slick, I'm on the project.
Sign your name. he can change.